Streets of Arkham vs. Horrific Journeys vs. Path of the Serpent vs. Beyond the Threshold. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Choose Streets for Urban Arkham Breath, Horrific Journeys for Trains and Airships, Path of the Serpent for Jungle Pulp, and Beyond the Threshold for a smaller dose of shifting reality horror. Four Mansions expansions can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. The host places each box with its signature tiles, investigators, monsters, and scenario promise before choosing one door. The cabinet's test is whether four expansion boxes open four doors. Raindark Arkham Streets, Doomed Vehicles, Jungle Ruins, and Rooms That Refuse to Stay Real. We sort the verified products by that experience, then show the setup, strategy, warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. The short answer: which four Mansions expansions should you buy? Choose Streets for Urban Arkham Breath, Horrific Journeys for Trains and Airships, Path of the Serpent for Jungle Pulp, and Beyond the Threshold for a smaller dose of shifting reality horror. The first table job is simple. The host places each box with its signature tiles, investigators, monsters, and scenario promise before choosing one door. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Four Mansions expansions, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the player's learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. Availability can distort value. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the linked editorial sources. What does playing Four Mansions expansions actually feel like? Each box changes the horror stage more than the core procedure. Enable only the expansion being featured so its tiles and scenario identity are easy to recognize. The right expansion strengthens the group's favorite horror rhythm: investigation, travel pressure, exploration, or reality distortion. The lasting hook is that four expansion boxes open four doors. Raindark Arkham Streets, Doomed Vehicles, Jungle Ruins, and Rooms That Refuse to Stay Real. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session, rule play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Setup, sort each expansion into labeled tile, monster, investigator, and card groups before registering it. Teaching plan, sell the premise, not the solution. Let the app reveal the first surprise. Before cleanup, photograph all four box fronts, distinctive map tiles, figures, investigator cards, rules sheets, and the app content menu. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? This is a setting, scenario, component, and availability matrix rather than a simple ranking. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to setting, scenario texture, box size, investigator utility, monster variety, tile reuse, availability, and value at a normal price. Those practical differences outlast launch week declarations that one box simply wins. Read the matrix as a table fit tool for Four Mansions expansions. Theme earns the first play, while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Start Mansions of Madness, Streets of Arkham, a large Arkham City expansion. Add next Mansions of Madness, Horrific Journeys, travel horror scenarios, and investigators. Only if Mansions of Madness, Path of the Serpent, Jungle Ruins, and exploration-heavy scenarios. Stop Mansions of Madness, Beyond the Threshold, a compact early scenario expansion. Stop Mansions of Madness, second edition, the app-driven horror foundation. The stopping rule matters. Scenario count alone does not measure scenario quality or length. Every expansion still requires second edition and the app. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists. It does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For four mansions expansions, edition, language, seller included contents and exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. What is inside each purchase path and what does each product change? Mansions of Madness, Streets of Arkham, a large Arkham City expansion. This is the first complete experience in this guide. Availability can distort value. Mansions of Madness, Horrific Journeys, Travel Horror Scenarios and Investigators. Add it only after the table can explain why Travel Horror Scenarios and Investigators is the missing job. Scenario count alone does not measure scenario quality or length. Mansions of Madness, Path of the Serpent, Jungle Ruins and Exploration Heavy Scenarios. Add it only after the table can explain why Jungle Ruins and Exploration Heavy Scenarios is the missing job. Every expansion still requires second edition and the app. Mansions of Madness, Beyond the Threshold, a compact early scenario expansion. Add it only after the table can explain why a compact early scenario expansion is the missing job. Every expansion still requires second edition and the app. Mansions of Madness, second edition, the app-driven horror foundation. Add it only after the table can explain why the app-driven horror foundation is the missing job. Every expansion still requires second edition and the app. These are not interchangeable cartons. Each exact ASIN has one job in the collection. Foundation, added player count, broader geography, deeper systems, or a specialist convenience. Product photos and official rules references are shown at reading size so addition marks and included components can be checked before checkout. When a box is an expansion, its matching foundation remains mandatory. When it is standalone, owning the older game may still be useful, but it is not a rules dependency. That distinction prevents the two most common purchase failures: buying an expansion with nothing to expand and replacing a complete game with merely newer packaging. The edition name, dependency, and direct Amazon identity were checked together. Compatible and standalone are not synonyms. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy urban split leads carefully. Streets rewards coverage without isolation. Travel respect forced movement. Vehicles turn distance into pressure. Jungle carry flexible tools. Exploration tests punish narrow teams. Threshold track change spaces. Reality effects can invalidate remembered routes. Debrief the expansion moment that made the room feel different. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focused minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This ladder cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about setting, scenario texture, box size, investigator utility, monster variety, tile reuse, availability, and value at a normal price. Community experience is synthesized in Puzzlewick's voice, never disguised as invented first-hand play or an anonymous quotation. A 3-session path from unboxing to confident play session 1. Learn the loop. Enable only the expansion being featured so its tiles and scenario identity are easy to recognize. Keep optional modules closed, play legal turns, and record only the rules questions that actually interrupt a decision. Session 2. Remove friction. Use the setup photograph, assign component zones, and practice the respect forced movement habit. The goal is a clean start and finish, not a more elaborate table. Session 3. Earn the next layer. Apply carry flexible tools and debrief the expansion moment that made the room feel different. Only then decide whether the next product in the ladder solves a repeated limitation or merely extends the shopping phase. This schedule protects the reason for expansion boxes open 4 doors. Rain dark Arkham streets, doomed vehicles, jungle ruins and rooms that refuse to stay real. It also gives a buyer enough evidence to return away or expand without mistaking launch excitement for long-term fit. Mastery is 3 cleaner decisions, not 3 more boxes. What is the real table, hosting and solo commitment? Hosting, Sell the premise, not the solution. Let the app reveal the first surprise. Solo, all integrate with the same multi-hand solo structure. Control fewer investigators while learning new scenario rules. The invisible budget is labeled storage, app registration, exact additions, long scenarios, theme preference, and refusing scarcity pricing that overwhelms play value. That workload predicts whether Four Mansions expansions returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Availability can distort value. Scenario count alone does not measure scenario quality or length. Every expansion still requires second edition and the app. For Four Mansions expansions, Amazon review patterns were used as a secondary signal for recurring packaging, component, complexity and expectation failures. Ratings and isolated quotes are not frozen because listings merge and the useful signal is the repeated problem, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes four expansion boxes open four doors. Rain Dark Arkham Streets, doomed vehicles, jungle ruins and rooms that refuse to stay real is not a defect. It is evidence for the who should skip it verdict. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout. The largest box is not best for every group. Travel themes are not cosmetic backdrops. A cheaper small box is not automatically better value per scenario. This Four Mansions expansions record was checked July 30, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. Puzzlewix Publishing audit rechecks direct Amazon identity, while dated publisher sources preserve the rules and compatibility baseline for the next refresh. The Puzzlewix shelf plan for Four Mansions expansion streets is the safest value. The other boxes are taste purchases, which is exactly why their themes should decide the order. Before adding Mansions of Madness, Horrific Journeys explain which repeated table problem it fixes and how that changes four expansion boxes open four doors. Rain Dark Arkham Streets, doomed vehicles, jungle ruins and rooms that refuse to stay real. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options. Mansions of Madness. Streets of Arkham on Amazon, Mansions of Madness. Horrific Journeys on Amazon, Mansions of Madness. Path of the Serpent on Amazon, Mansions of Madness. Beyond the Threshold on Amazon, Mansions of Madness. Second edition on Amazon, Final Verdict. Streets is the safest value. The other boxes are taste purchases, which is exactly why their themes should decide the order. Frequently asked questions. Which has the broadest first expansion appeal? Streets of Arkham. Which feels most pulp adventure? Path of the Serpent. Which is best for travel horror? Horrific Journeys. What is the compact option? Beyond the Threshold. What is the safest first purchase for Four Mansions expansions? A large Arkham City expansion. Start with the exact edition linked in this guide, play it repeatedly, and add another box only when the table can name the missing experience. Should I buy every product in this Four Mansions expansions guide at once? Number the sequence is a stop-aware ladder, not a single cart. Buy the first complete experience, then let repeated play justify the next box.